Shruti Sadolika performing at the Darbar Festival, which took place last month on the South Bank in London at the Purcell Room. World Roots was presented by Lopo Kotari and produced by Roger Short. Next week, Lucy Duran is in Kenya to record the Maasai singing about the dangers of cattle raiding. And World Roots next Sunday night is at the later time of 10 to 11. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 11 o'clock. Time for this week's Jazz Lineup, presented by Claire Martin.
Hello. Have a listen to this. Phil Robson's Immeasurable Code is our concert set this week, recorded during the band's tour at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh. And it's a celebration time here at Jazz Lineup as the new BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz Artist is announced for 2012 to 2014.
The first sax player that I really, really got into was Wayne Shorter. That was when I was about 17. And previous to that, because I played a lot of piano as well, I listened to a lot of pianists, you know, so I had a massive period of listening to loads of Keith Jarrett. Mm.
It's saxophonist and composer Trish Clues. And as the BBC's piano season continues, Julian Joseph has recorded an exclusive session for us at the BBC Maida Vale Studios. All that on this week's Jazz Lineup. Well, to start us off today, Mick Cody's Synergy brings together five great jazz musicians from the UK, Ireland and the US. New York-based sax man David Binney is joined by the UK's pianist Ivo Neame, saxophonist Michael Buckley, drummer Sean Carpio and with Mick Cody leading on bass. On their debut release, Nine Tales of the Pendulum, seven of the nine tracks are penned by Cody. And you can hear this outfit play at the first Limerick Jazz Festival as part of their album launch tour this month. Let's hear the track Natural Liberating Molecules. synergy with natural liberating molecules from the debut release Nine Tails of the Pendulum. And that track featuring the in-demand US young gun David Binney on alto sax. The Limerick Jazz Festival is featuring Mick Cody's Synergy on the 31st of October at Dolan's Upstairs, which is on Dock Road in Limerick, and all our best wishes to them for the first Limerick Jazz Festival. Statement of Intent is the second album from the Karyos Quartet, following their critically acclaimed debut, Karyos Moment. They were winners of the 2011 MOBO Awards for Best Jazz Act, led by saxophonist-composer Adam Waldman, who formed the band in 2008. He's joined by the same pianist as we've just heard, with Synergy, Ivo Neem, and he's replaced pianist Rob Barron. John Scott plays the drums and Jasper Hoiby is on the bass, completing the quartet. And the very impressive young Swedish jazz singer Emilia Martinsson is guest vocalist on two of the tracks. And the success of the band has seen them change labels to the Cardiff-based Edition Records, who are one of the most significant British jazz labels out there at the moment. Let's hear the track Hicks. Thank you. Hicks, composed by saxophonist Adam Waldman, and that's his dedication to the late American comedian and political activist Bill Hicks. And that's taken from the new release, Statement of Intent, by Carrius Fortet, which is out now on the Edition record label. Carrius Fortet are on their national tour at the moment, finishing on the 17th of November with a wonderful concert at the lovely King's Place. Jamie Cullum on Radio 2 on Tuesday nights at 7 might be playing them as well, because next week he's featuring classic tracks alongside brand new releases, all at 7pm on Tuesday nights on BBC Radio 2. As part of the BBC's piano season, we've just recorded my colleague and presenter on Jazz Lineup, Julian Joseph, for an exclusive session at our Maida Vale studios. You'll hear him play three solo items shortly, but before he played for us, we asked him about his relationship with the piano. As a composer and a pianist, is the piano his palette or his instrument?
Well, really, the piano is both. It's both my palette and my instrument. I mean, it's more than an instrument to me, it's an extension of myself. And yes, it's my palette, it's the way I use, it's the instrument I use to paint the pictures of my music when I'm arranging or composing for larger scale settings and forces. I use the piano to navigate through the sounds that I'm hearing in my mind, and it brings that first focus and first clarity to what it is I'm looking for. So it's the doorway, the pathway to my imagination and to opening up the things that I want to say and speak outside of what lies within. I'm going to start off this session by playing Guardian Angel. I composed this a number of years ago, and it's come back into my repertoire. I now do it with the big band quite regularly, so I figured it might be nice to try a little solo piano version. Thank you.
Guardian Angel, composed and played by Julian Joseph. But just before we go to Julian's final item, we asked him to give us a demonstration of the term used by arrangers, that of voicing.
Certainly. If I take a basic G minor, one might play it like this. That's playing the root, the third, and the fifth. And generally, there are a number of ways you can voice a chord. And voicing chords means arranging the notes in different ways. So I could arrange it like this. Or I could arrange it like this. All exactly the same notes, but voiced in different ways, where you take one sound and you drop it down an octave, or you move it into different inversions. Also, you can make a chord richer by adding a few extra notes. So if I see a G minor as a jazz musician, and I might hear something like this. Now, that scrunches many, many notes together and creates density, but also I could do something like this. Or I could start to take it outside of itself, but still keep the character there. So that's just a basic G minor played in a number of different voicings. I'm going to finish off this set with a composition by one of my favorite singer-composers, the great artist Milton Nascimento, and this is Vera Cruz. Thank you.
Vera Cruz by Milton Nascimento and played by Julian Joseph in that exclusive session for Jazz Lineup, recorded at the BBC Maida Vale Studios in West London as part of the BBC Piano Season. The next piano feature on Radio 3 will be tomorrow night, that's Monday night at 7:30, for Radio 3's Live in Concert. And that features Hugh Watkins and Ashley Woss at the piano keyboards. For staying on the piano season, here's an invitation you simply can't miss. Jazz Lineup are recording a special programme as part of the Radio 3 piano season, and it's a concert to celebrate John Taylor's 70th birthday. It's all held at the Radio Theatre within BBC Broadcasting House in London on Saturday the 20th of October at 7:30pm, and then it will be broadcast the following evening. John will be joined by his quartet of Julian Siegel on saxes and bass clarinet, Oren Marshall on tuba, Chris Lawrence on bass and Martin France on drums. And there'll also be an appearance of Richard Fairhurst duetting also on piano with John. I'll be introducing the event, and you can get free tickets from the BBC Ticket Unit by going to the Radio 3 homepage and looking for Jazz Lineup. That's all on Saturday the 20th of October for the John Taylor 70th birthday concert at the BBC Radio Theatre, Broadcasting House in London at 7:30pm. The site does say sold out, but it's always good to register your interest in case we have some cancellations. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night, again as part of the BBC's piano season, presents British pianist Ivo Neame, who's getting a lot of play on this programme. He'll be performing music with his octet with guest saxophonist Jason Yard and bassist Jesper Hoiby. So check out Jazz on 3 tomorrow night with Jez Nelson. The new BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz Artist has been announced. It's saxophonist and composer Trish Clues. She will be with us for 2 years and begins as Shabaka Hutchins completes his 2 successful years. Before we meet Trish, this is a track from her newly released album out on the Basho record label called And In the Night Time She Is There. And this is the track Queen Circle. That was the track Green Circle from the album And In the Nighttime She Was There by Trish Clues. And I'm thrilled to say she's in the studio. So, Trish, congratulations. You are the new generation artist for Radio 3.
Thank you very much.
You must be over the moon.
Yeah, it's quite exciting.
So, but what does it mean to you? I mean, did you think you were in the running, first of all?
No, not at all. It was a complete out of the blue kind of thing, which is the best possible way.
The ideas, I mean, you're obviously going to get offered many great sort of perhaps some commissions, in fact, definitely some commissions and recording situations, and your career will be enriched because of this. Do you have any ideas ready to put pen to paper?
There were lots of things that popped into my head when I first found out. I did some orchestral writing for my first album, so I've obviously got those pieces ready to go, but I'd also like to write some more orchestral music, because it was actually quite a while ago that I actually wrote that music now, so that would be wonderful. I mean, I do lots of work with musicians from different sort of genres already, so it'd be really nice to sort of give myself some challenges and do some different things.
Obviously, I've read your name over the past few years especially, but have you always played the saxophone? Have you always been on the scene here in London?
Well, I moved down to London in 2003 when I started my undergrad, and before that I'd been living in Shropshire, and there I'd always done music. So I kind of started piano lessons when I was 4, took up the clarinet when I was 10, then sort of found the saxophone and had some fun with that. But it really was kind of fun for me. It was a hobby and I did a lot of music, but it wasn't like I thought, oh, I'm going to be a professional musician.
Really? Okay.
And it was quite late that I decided. I think I was sort of 16, 17, and I'd been writing quite a bit for, you know, sort of GCSEs, A-levels and things like that. And I suddenly just sort
of thought, I'm good at this.
Yeah, this is what I want to do.
So let's, obviously, the obvious question I have to ask you is, so when did jazz kind of creep into all of that?
I was about 12, 13, and my dad had done a bit of playing in a local amateur big band, and I'd gone along to the gig and sort of seen the tenor saxophone in action. And because, I mean, in Shropshire, it's, you know, it's not like growing up in London where you have loads of things around you all the time. So it was the first time I'd really heard anything like that. And so that was when I sort of got the tenor saxophone idea, I think. And then I think around the same time, my dad had bought some, you know, Sunday Times 4-CD compilation, you know, the four main decades of jazz or something like that.
Good introduction there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And he very quickly sort of got me those Apasol play-alongs. So
you're definitely blaming your dad here.
All his fault. No, it was good. So it was just fun, you know.
Yeah. But who did you hear initially? That, because I mean, you've got such a great tone. Who were really inspiring you at the beginning? What other saxophonists did you sort of?
I mean, the first sax player that I really, really got into was Wayne Shorter. That was when I was about 17. And previous to that, because I played a lot of piano as well, I listened to a lot of pianists, you know, so I had a massive period of listening to loads of Keith Jarrett, Charles Lloyd, the kind of stuff that those guys did together, and lots of bits and pieces, and Ian Ballamy and all the Loose Tubes guys, because my sax teacher at home was a big fan of all of them, and sort of had some, you know, cassette tapes and all sorts
cassette
of bits
tapes.
And bobs, you
You're
know.
You're an old to remember cassette so. Tapes.
So all those kinds of things, and then it was the first time Wayne Shorter brought his quartet over to the UK in, I think that was 2001.
So I know you're joining us on the 17th as part of the London Jazz Festival. You're going to be at the Claw Ballroom. Tell us about your band and who you're working with at the moment.
So when we've got the sort of small band setting, which is the core of everything that I do anyway, Chris Montague plays guitar, and Callum Gourley is on bass, and James Madron on drums. And all those guys I started playing with when we were studying. We were all in slightly different years and doing slightly different things, but we were all there, you know, for 2 or 3 years all at the same time.
So you were at the academy you were talking about?
Yeah, I was at the Royal Academy of Music. Those are the guys that I...
That's your mentor group?
Yeah.
And then, of course, sometimes you extend that and you have strings with you and stuff like that. You're very adventurous so soon, because you've just done one album at the moment. The next one's coming out, is that right? You're writing at the moment?
Yes, so the second album, And In the Nighttime She Is There, is coming out, has come out now, and we're launching it like right now. We're sort of in the middle of the tour, so we've done most of the gigs, but we've got a few left. So we've had the strings with us on four of those gigs.
Nice.
Which has been, I mean, I didn't actually expect that to happen. I mean, how it started with the second album, I'd done my first album, and I sort of, it was such an amazing process, and I just kind of instantly knew what I wanted to do next. And I'd done a lot of work with strings when I was studying with, you know, some of the classical players that were there, and I thought that's what I want to come back to. Sort of applied to King's Place to sort of sort out a concert, and I'd spoken to Guillaume about sort of working together again, and he was really up for that. So it kind of started with that, and then once we'd got the King's Place date,
I could build around it.
And then, yeah, just other promoters that I spoke to just really loved the idea of the Nonet. You know, it's obviously it's the right time to be trying to put on that kind of thing, I guess. And I wasn't really expecting that. You know, I just thought, you know, we'll have King's Place with the strings and everything else will be small band. But
and of course, it's quite a busy year this year, because in May, you actually curated a festival called Emulsion, which was funded by the PRS Music Foundation.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. So how was that? Did you find that
fun? It was quite...
Got all your friends in.
Yeah. It was quite an amazing experience, really. I mean, it was... To be frank, it was incredibly stressful. I think it's possibly the most stressful thing I've ever done.
Let's play something from you and guitarist Chris Montague now. What inspires you to write? This is called Little Tune. What's this about?
I wrote this really close to the recording, actually, probably literally a couple of weeks beforehand. So I'd had months of writing the sort of non-act music. And sort of rewriting it, blah de blah. When you do a lot of writing, you know, you're spending a lot of time on your own, kind of stuck in that world, and it's amazing, but it's also kind of quite tiring and whatever. And I think I was just doing the washing up. I was just in my kitchen, and I just sort of started humming this little tune, and I sort of had this sort of desire to just write something a bit more functional and simple, you know. And I was like, oh, that's all right, I like that. And I kept humming it while I was sort of washing up, and I was like, hang on a minute, I'm going to have to put down my washing up gloves and
take off the marigold, get the manuscript. Well, we wish you all the best. It's brilliant to meet
you.
I'm so thrilled to meet you, and good luck with the New Generation Artists for Radio 3 the next 2 years. Be brilliant to watch your career unfold, and
thanks, Claire.
All the best to you. So let's hear from And in the Nighttime She Was There, the track that you wrote with guitarist Chris Montague, and this is Trish Clues with Little Tune. Thank you. Trish Clue's composition, Little Tune, played by Trish, with guitarist Chris Montague, and we wish her well with her newly appointed position as the new generation artist for Radio 3. Well, a bit of gig news from Southport Melodic Jazz Club. They've got a great gig coming up on Sunday the 21st of October at the Royal Clifton Hotel, which is on the Promenade in Southport. That starts at 8 p.m. in the Windsor Suite, although the doors open at 7:30. And it's vocalist Gabriella Ducombe featuring Nicholas Meyer. Belgian-born vocalist Gabriella Ducombe became a household name in France in 2003 when she reached the final of the French Pop Idol. Gabriella moved to London to study and obtained a postgrad qualification in jazz at the Guildhall School. Artistically, she's at home in styles ranging from Latin jazz to obviously French and classic jazz standards. And she brings along a superb trio, including internationally acclaimed Swiss guitarist Nicholas Meyer. And incidentally, Jazz Lineup will be attending the Southport Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival in February. More details on that a little later on. And just up the road in Blackpool on Wednesday the 17th of October at 7 p.m, live on Radio 3, the BBC Philharmonic and Guy Barker collaboration, as Guy Barker creates an evening of music from the late great Miles Davis for the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and the Guy Barker Jazz Orchestra. Broadcast live from Blackpool, the concert will feature a specially arranged suite from A Kind of Blue, arguably the most popular jazz record of all time. The programme features Guy Barker Jazz Orchestra, Guy Barker, who's of course the composer and arranger, with Mike Dixon conducting. It's being performed at Blackpool Tower Ballroom on October the 17th, and it's live on Radio 3. Tickets are still available on the BBC ticket site via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. Our concert set this week was recorded at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh early this month and is from Phil Robson's Immeasurable Code. The project was inspired around musical interpretations of communication. The band is Phil Robson on guitar, Ewan Burton standing in for Mike Janish on bass, Ernesto Simpson playing the drums, Julian Arguelles on sax, and Gareth Lacrane on flutes. They begin their set with an original composition, as indeed they all are, and this is Nazarias Beads. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to the amazing Julian Arguelles on saxophone. Gareth Lecrane on the flutes. All the way from Cuba via Miami, via New York, via Bethnal Green. Ernesto Simpson on the drums. And I want to say a special thank you to Ewan Burton tonight. You may have seen advertised that Michael Janish was meant to be playing bass on this tour. Sadly, he's had a death in the family, very close relatives. So, but we're really very grateful that Ewan stepped in at the last moment, last night, and he's doing an amazing job with all this original music. So Ewan Burton on bass. We're going to continue with another tune, which is based on an idea of communications. A lot of the tunes you'll hear tonight are from an album that came out in November called The Immeasurable Code. And the theme of the original commission, which was a writing commission from Derby Jazz, was communications ancient to modern. So this is another one from that suite, and it's called Telepathy and Transmission. Thank you. Thank you. That was Telepathy and Transmission. And this is another one from the same album. Very different tune, I think, in character, though. This is, again, another one based on a kind of communications idea, but much more romantic one. This is called Telegram, and the Telegram always makes me think of things like Brief Encounter, that old movie where they get together at the railway station and stuff like that. So this is Telegram. Thank you.
Telegram, written by Phil Robson and performed by Phil Robson's The Immeasurable Code, with Phil Robson on guitar, Ewan Burton standing in for Mike Janish on bass, Ernesto Simpson on the drums, Julian Arguelles on tenor sax, and Gareth Lacrane on flutes. And there's far more to come from that set, recorded earlier this month at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh. And it's wonderful to hear all of those musicians playing at the absolute top of their game. And so nice to hear Julian Arguelles in such top form and back on the UK shores. And as Phil said, praise indeed to Ewan Burton for standing in at late notice for Mike Janish. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, join me from the Radio Theatre within Broadcasting House in London for a special programme to celebrate the 70th birthday of British jazz treasure, John Taylor, as he performs with his quartet and special guests as part of the BBC's piano season. Don't miss it. Until next week, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Nicola Christie. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be listening to back-to-back piano music as part of piano season on the BBC. The pianists who are lined up to entertain us include such mind-boggling talent as Marta Argerich, Maurizio Pollini and Enrique Granados, all great musicians who've come from either South America, Spain or Italy in recordings from the European archives. The music they'll play for us is a dizzying mix that includes a Mozart piano duet and a Chopin piano concerto. Let's start with Enrique Granados' own rendition of a piece from his piano suite Goyescas. The Spanish pianist Enrique Granados in that piano roll recording from 1913, playing a piece from his own Goyescas piano suite, Lament or The Maiden and the Nightingale. To the great Italian pianist Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli now. Here he is at a concert that took place in Warsaw's National Philharmonic Concert Hall in 1955. We'll hear three sonatas by Scarlatti.
Thank you.
Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli in the last of his three Scarlatti piano sonatas. He didn't enjoy giving concerts much and once talked about the loneliness he felt after performances. Now 70 years old, the Italian pianist Maurizio Pellini is as active as ever on the recital and recording front. We're going to hear him in an historic archive performance captured in 1968, led by conductor Zubin Mehta with the Belgrade Philharmonic. He's playing Chopin's second piano concerto.
Thank you.